You're listening to the
number one
radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I am Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert, and he is also a goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
We are talking about habits. We've been doing a series on habits, and this is a continuation of our series on habits. And today it's about happy habits. Habits that make you happy. Habits should make you happy. So, I mean, regardless of whatever your version of true happiness is, you know, living a more happy and more satisfying life, you can achieve that. It's something that you can achieve. And sometimes it just takes a few tweaks here and there of your regular routines and just to make your habits a little more happier. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds good.
Yeah, well, I do too, because, you know, we know that sometimes it's hard to break bad habits, and but we can. And good habits, you know, we can create good habits that will be deeply ingrained, you know, into our just body, our mind, our souls. And you know, and we need to work on making positive habits just simply part of our routine. You know, just having certain daily habits, like there's daily habits, there's weekly habits, there's monthly habits, like certain things that we do per day. But as far as daily habits, I know I mentioned before in another episode about smiling and how smiling is contagious. And I have been smiling an awful lot. I'm not walking around like a smiling idiot, but I just try to think about smiling. And I was reading in an article that when you wake up in the morning, smile. When you're brushing your teeth and looking at yourself, smile. Smile. See what you look like when you're smiling and smiling. And actually, smiling causes the brain to release dopamine. So by us smiling, it actually makes us happier. Is that not interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick. It is. I can sort of see you. You're at the other end of the studio and you're smiling. So I know.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is interesting in that your posture, your emotional state that your expression might otherwise indicate can cause your brain to adopt some of that emotional state.
Right, to release some dopamine. So that in general, by just having you smile.
I think a takeaway I have from knowing that is if you always have a scowl on your face, then maybe work on having more neutral expression. And I would say, yes, smile a little more or find excuses to smile or laugh.
Or just think about smiling, like smiling when you're driving your car, mm-hmm. smiling. You know, if it releases dopamine that makes us happier, what does it cost to smile? It doesn't cost a darn thing. Smiles are free. You know, so mm-hmm. Now we're going to continue on with exercising, because exercising also does something. You know, when we think of exercising, we think of just toning our bodies and getting in better shape, and that, you know, it's healthier for our heart and all sorts of other reasons. But it also can reduce stress and feelings of anxiety and symptoms of depression. So all the while, you know, boosting our self-esteem and making us more happy. So, you know, we oftentimes just think of, we sort of put exercising just in a box, like, oh, it's just simply to get in shape. We don't think about that it's going to reduce stress, you know, or feelings of anxiety. So that is an excellent habit to get start. And you can start small. You can start small, just walking. It's not like tomorrow you have to go start training for a triathlon or scale a cliff, unless that's what you want to do. But, you know, you can just sign up for a yoga class, a Tai Chi class, bowling, you know, join a bowling, you know, a group of people that bowl. I did that for a while. I'm such a horrible bowler, but I can tell you it was a whole lot of fun. And it did make me smile. You can maybe take some dance classes. You know, my parents did that. They decided that they wanted to learn how to dance. And they just absolutely had a ball learning how to do ballroom dancing. So, you know, just my brother is a golfer. And that brings him just an enormous sense of, you know, happiness. All the while, it's actually making him... is just better for his brain. So, and then we've also, you know, in previous episodes, we talked about getting plenty of sleep. But there's something that I really wanted to point out, that getting good sleep is, it's great for health. It's really good for your health, because you think, well, you're sleeping, you're not doing anything, you're definitely sedentary, you're not even moving. But it's really good for your brain function and for your emotional well-being to get a really good night's sleep. And getting enough sleep, it also reduces certain illnesses. You know, it's good for your heart, your depression, you know, even type 2 diabetes. It's really important that we get plenty of sleep. And in this crazy world where people are just so, you know, everything's based on time, and they try to think, well, how many few hours can I sleep? Think about how many great hours can I sleep? Because if it's going to help with some chronic, you know, illnesses, if it's going to help, you know, decrease, you know, depression or even heart disease, I mean, that's huge. Why not get plenty of sleep? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I think that you and I both we're pretty good about getting our sleep. I mean, it's really important to us. Something else about
I would add on that I think sleep is one of the most important things that a person can do to perform at their, you know, perform their best.
Yes. Yes, people think, oh, I don't need very much sleep, and they go throughout their day and they do a zillion things, and they don't realize that they're really not able to give 100% because their body just isn't well rested. So, and then it actually can add to stress. So something else to consider is to invest in some good bedding. Wash your bedding at least once a week. Pick a day, make it a habit to pick a day once a week where you're going to wash all your bedding, because you just don't realize, you know, the skin of your body, the skin that you know, fluffs off your body and can create some bacteria. It can create some bed bugs. We know who wants bed bugs, and it can create just an environment that is actually not healthy. So you really want to invest into some good bedding, and then make sure that once a week that you get in the habit of washing your bedding. Now, there is something, I don't know what you do. Some people like to take their shower or their bath before they go to bed, so that they're going into their bedding clean, as opposed to working all day long, going to bed all sweaty with bacteria on their body, and then taking their shower in the morning before they start their day. So I recommend to take, you know, a quick shower You know, before you go to bed, so that you're actually going to bed clean. It doesn't mean that you can't take your morning shower, but, you know, just if you just take a quick, you know, 5-minute shower so that you're going to bed in clean pajamas or a clean bare self, however you decide to sleep. By the way, 51% of the people in America sleep naked and 49% sleep in pajamas. So I just read that study. It has absolutely nothing to do with habits, but whatever you want to do, but make sure that your pajamas are also clean as part of your weekly routine of cleaning your bedding. Now, we talk about eating and having a healthy diet, but that is something that you really want to put into your habits to get enough carbohydrates. We hear often carbohydrates, carbs, carbs, carbs. I want to lower my carbs. Carbs is making me gain weight, but we need carbs because it also releases serotonin, and that is a feel-good hormone. Just keep in mind that you don't want to have, you know, foods high in sugar and starch. You know, choosing a complex a carbohydrate like a vegetable or beans or whole grains or oats, that will still help you avoid, you know, the crash that you get from having too many carbohydrates that have sugar. But it still provides the serotonin that you need. So having, as far as getting some proteins, some foods that are high in proteins, legumes, dairy products, poultry, meats, and that also is rich in protein. Those type of foods are meats and poultry, legumes, and dairy are high in protein. And protein-rich foods release dopamine and
norepinephrine.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm guessing.
No, right. Yeah, you're right. And that boosts energy and your concentration. And as far as concentration, omega-3, the fatty acids, you can find that in kale. You can find it in certain, you know, fatty fishes. And it is found to have some anti-inflammatory effects. And so overall, it's really good for your brain health. So, you know, some people can supplement. Now, I don't get enough.
Maybe those foods are good at regulating that.
Yes.
So, because I can't imagine norepinephrine is related to the, well, I mean, has numerous purposes, but it's related to the fight or flight response. So I can't imagine that, you know, having a lot of it would be beneficial. But if it's plays a part, you know, they're all connected, the norepinephrine, serotonin, dopamine. Okay. So maybe it just helps in the regulation of one of them.
Well, it says it just boosts the energy and your concentration.
Okay.
So yes, there is that other component, but...
I guess what I'm getting at is that there's not sort of one role that they play, and there's different systems that they work within. So it must benefit that in one of them.
It does, and so, you know, I mean, that's just a habit to eat, to really think about what you're eating. Basically, it's trying to cut out sugars, basically, and then eat, you know, make sure that
there's all kinds of reasons to.
Yeah, that there's other natural, you know, carbohydrates that are natural foods, like fruits, that will also, you just won't crash like you will, like with eating certain carbs that have too much sugar. Too much sugar, you won't crash if you have as easily, if you just certainly have, like, you know, fruits and vegetables as your carbs. So, and we need carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are like, I'm just completely going off carbs altogether. Well, yeah, that's fine.
But you're saying not just a carb heavy diet, and not is it short chain carbs, or what is it?
It's all about balance. You need carbs to function. You need carbs. It basically turns into energy. We all need carbs to function.
But someone wouldn't want to eat frosted donuts all day.
Well, I think someone would want to do that, but we're just trying to. I would, but let's not do that. Let's create a habit of that. Something that you do.
That's replace too many carbs, or
replace two of those donuts with, you know, a banana. you know, some other type of carbohydrate. I would say
replace some of them with some ground beef or fish.
Well, you could do that, but it's all balanced. You know, we're balancing out our proteins with
actually something fat heavy, because those are going to be carbohydrate and sugar heavy, but they're not going to be fats heavy.
The moral of the story is to
So fish, you know, salmon. There you got your protein, yes, protein and fats.
Perfect. That would be in perfect. One.
So and something I like to remind people is that your fats as a macro, your body doesn't, you know, turn them into fats in the body. It's the name for a macro that I think should be a lot more. It'd be convenient if it was named something else, because a lot of people see fats and assume that fats that their body will use it as fat, add it to their fat. That's not how the body utilizes fat. The body's not able to do that. Your body has to make its own fat.
Right. That is so, you know, and that a lot of people don't know that.
And the fats are probably the most, your body needs all the macros. So it needs fats, it needs proteins, it needs carbohydrates. And the American diet is very low in fats. So if you're in America, you're almost certainly not getting enough fats.
People don't seem to get enough fat, and you need fats. Just like you said, your body doesn't produce it, so we need to introduce it. We need it. And you're right. Every single you go to the grocery store, fat-free, 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 low-fat, eat a low-fat diet, and you won't gain weight. And that's completely not true. There was this guru, I can't recall her name, but she was on television just with an infomercial, and she was very famous, and she just said, stop, eat anything you want, don't eat fat, and you will just simply lose weight. And she really, and there was no science behind it, but millions of people were following her, buying her books, and it was completely wrong.
Mm.
You know, she was just really gregarious and had this charismatic personality. And people loved her, and they just believed her.
I'm sure that there's, when you think about it, if you completely cut out any one of the three macros, if you completely cut out carbohydrates, if you completely cut out proteins or completely cut out fats, then your body's going to have a deficiency that probably would make you more prone to lose weight, but I would imagine in an unhealthy way.
Right, and it's all about being healthy. It's about being healthy. It's not about looking on social media and trying to look like I call the women that are really skinny, 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 I call them praying mantises, because that's what they look like. They look like these skinny skeletons.
Something to keep in mind is, if you have a deficiency of fats, that your body is going to replenish its fat stores. If you have a caloric intake that's a surplus, your body is going to refill its fat stores from protein.
Okay.
Which is sort of the opposite of conventional wisdom.
Right. Yeah.
So try to, if you're an American and you have a typical American diet, then you probably don't need to worry about fats at all. And you want a balanced diet and a very general, I don't want to give us specific numbers here, but very generally you can sort of balance them all between carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Probably a little bit less fats than the other ones, but odds are you have very little fats in your diet. Yeah,
we just don't. We are just anti-fat. I mean, every time you see a billboard or anything, it's all non-fat, 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 and just.
Oh, and I would also say, fats are important for various hormones in the body, including your mood. They're probably the most important between proteins, carbohydrates, and fats for mood regulation.
Oh, fascinating. Okay,
so a little bit on topic, kind of.
No, that is perfectly fine. I love it. So moving on to our habits. These are like daily habits. We're still working on the daily habits. Give a compliment.
I like that. Yeah.
Research has shown that, you know, you can perform an act of kindness. It's good for you, for your overall well-being, but think about the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, telling someone that something that you like about them. You know, and be sincere. Give a sincere compliment.
Is this without expectation?
Always. Okay. Always give a compliment. You know, we're not fishing.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of the time, if you act in a very positive way, let's say a little more than you typically do, and you give someone a compliment, and maybe you've learned some things, such as, you know, if you act a certain way, things are going to come around. So if you act positively, things are going to come around to you. But that's not to any one specific person, and it can take some time. And so it's sort of like the positive things will come back around to you, but there's no guaranteed place that it's going to come from. So you can give someone a compliment, and you know, how are they going to perceive it? Oh, so-and-so is in a better mood today, and they might be more likely to do something for you in the future, or they you know, they could even look at it negatively. They could look at it with jealousy. Like a perspective, I think, would be, oh, how you know, he's in a good mood right now. I'm not in a good mood. I'm jealous of that. But a person from that perspective is probably going to look at things from that kind of perspective no matter what you do. Someone that you interact with is going to be more positive because you were positive to them.
I think the odds are...
And they're going to want to be around you more.
I think the odds are...
Than if you're acting negative.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the bottom line is to really give a sincere compliment.
It's an odds thing.
You know, give a sincere compliment.
Yeah.
You know, and make it quick just to brighten someone else's day.
And since it's sincere, that's your perspective. So now you have a more positive perspective.
Right. You know, and, you know, sort of back to what you were saying, in today's world, unfortunately, you want to make sure that the compliment, if you're going to compliment their physical appearance, make sure that you do it in a respectful way, especially if it's in the workplace. You don't want to get in trouble. I'm sorry I had to add that, but unfortunately, that is just simply the reality that we have to be careful, you know, when we're giving compliments to people. So anyway, that is the end of...
Oh, wow. We already out of time?
Yes, that is it. And is there anything else that you want to add? I love everything that you said about like food.
Oh, no, I'm it felt like it was too short today.
I know. Time just flies when you're having fun. Anyway, well, thank you everyone for listening to our show. We hope that you have an extremely happy day and that you work on some happy habits that will help you and help others around you. And if you need to contact either Nick or myself, you can just simply send us an email at drleslie@leslieberkland.com. Goodbye, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You're listening to the
number one radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I am Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert, and he is also a goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
We are talking about habits. We've been doing a series on habits, and this is a continuation of our series on habits. And today, it's about happy habits. Habits that make you happy. Habits should make you happy. So, I mean, regardless of whatever your version of true happiness is, you know, living a more happy and more satisfying life, you can achieve that. It's something that you can achieve. And sometimes it just takes a few tweaks here and there of your regular routines and just to make your habits a little more happier. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds good.
Yeah, well, I do too, because, you know, we know that sometimes it's hard to break bad habits, and but we can. And good habits, you know, we can create good habits that will be deeply ingrained, you know, into our just body, our mind, our souls. And, you know, and we need to work on making positive habits just simply part of our routine, you know, just having certain daily habits. Like there's daily habits, there's weekly habits, there's monthly habits, like certain things that we do per day. But as far as daily habits, I know I mentioned before in another episode about smiling and how smiling is contagious. And I have been smiling an awful lot. I'm not walking around like a smiling idiot, but I just try to think about smiling. And I was reading in an article that when you wake up in the morning, smile. When you're brushing your teeth and looking at yourself, smile. See what you look like when you're smiling. And actually, smiling causes the brain to release dopamine. So by us smiling, it actually makes us happier. Is that not interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick. It is. I can sort of see you. You're at the other end of the studio and you're smiling. So I know.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is interesting in that your posture, your the emotional state that your expression might otherwise indicate can cause your brain to adopt some of that emotional state.
Right, to release some dopamine, so that in general, by just having you smile.
I think a takeaway I have from knowing that is, if you always have a scowl on your face, then maybe work on having more neutral expression. And I would say, yes, smile a little more, or find excuses to smile or laugh.
Or just think about smiling, like smiling when you're driving your car, smiling. Mm-hmm. You know, if it releases dopamine that makes us happier, what does it cost to smile? It doesn't cost a darn thing. Smiles are free. You know, so mm-hmm. Now we're going to continue on with exercising, because exercising also does something. You know, when we think of exercising, we think of just toning our bodies and getting in better shape, and that, you know, it's healthier for our heart and all sorts of other reasons. But it also can reduce stress and feelings of anxiety and symptoms of depression. So all the while, you know, boosting our self-esteem and making us more happy. So, you know, we oftentimes just think of, we sort of put exercising just in a box, like, oh, it's just simply to get in shape. We don't think about that it's going to reduce stress, you know, or feelings of anxiety. So that is an excellent habit to get start. And you can start small. You can start small, just walking. It's not like tomorrow you have to go start training for a triathlon or scale a cliff, unless that's what you want to do. But, you know, you can just sign up for a yoga class, a Tai Chi class, bowling. You know, join a bowling, you know, a group of people that bowl. I did that for a while. I'm such a horrible bowler, but I can tell you it was a whole lot of fun and it did make me smile. You can maybe take some dance classes. You know, my parents did that. They decided that they wanted to learn how to dance and they just absolutely had a ball learning how to do ballroom dancing. So, you know, just my brother is a golfer and that brings him just an enormous sense of, you know, happiness. all the while it's actually making him, it's just better for his brain. So, and then we've also, you know, in previous episodes, we talked about getting plenty of sleep. But there's something that I really wanted to point out, that getting good sleep is, it's great for health. It's really good for your health, because you think, well, you're sleeping, you're not doing anything. You're definitely sedentary. You're not even moving. But it's really good for your brain function and for your emotional well-being to get a really good night's sleep. And getting enough sleep, it also reduces certain illnesses, you know, it's good for your heart, your depression, you know, even type 2 diabetes. It's really important that we get plenty of sleep. And in this crazy world where people are just so, you know, everything's based on time, and they try to think, well, how many few hours can I sleep? Think about how many great hours can I sleep? Because if it's going to help with some chronic, you know, illnesses, if it's going to help, you know, decrease, you know, depression or even heart disease, I mean, that's huge. Why not get plenty of sleep? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you and I both we're pretty good about getting our sleep. I mean, it's really important to us. Something else about
I would add on that I think sleep is one of the most important things that a person can do to perform at their, you know, perform their best.
Yes. People think, oh, I don't need very much sleep, and they go throughout their day and they do a zillion things, and they don't realize that they're really not able to give 100% because their body just isn't well rested. So, and then it actually can add to stress. So something else to consider is to invest in some good bedding. Wash your bedding at least once a week. Pick a day, make it a habit to pick a day once a week where you're going to wash all your bedding. Because you just don't realize, you know, the skin of your body, the skin that you know, fluffs off your body and can create some bacteria. It can create some bed bugs. We know who wants bed bugs. And it can create just an environment that is actually not healthy. So you really want to invest into some good bedding and then make sure that once a week that you get in the habit of washing your bedding. Now, there is something, I don't know what you do. Some people like to take their shower or their bath before they go to bed so that they're going into their bedding clean, as opposed to working all day long, going to bed all sweaty with bacteria on their body, and then taking their shower in the morning before they start their day. So I recommend to take, you know, a quick shower, you know, before you go to bed so that you're actually going to bed clean. It doesn't mean that you can't take your morning shower, but, you know, just if you just take a quick, you know, 5-minute shower so that you're going to bed in clean pajamas or you're a clean bare self, however you decide to sleep. By the way, 51% of the people in America sleep naked and 49% sleep in pajamas. So I just read that study. It has absolutely nothing to do with habits, but whatever you want to do, but make sure that your pajamas are also clean as part of your weekly routine of cleaning your bedding. Now, we talk about eating and having a healthy diet, but that is something that you really want to put into your habits to get enough carbohydrates. We hear often carbohydrates, carbs, carbs, carbs. I want to lower my carbs. Carbs is making me gain weight. But we need carbs because it also releases serotonin. And that is a feel-good hormone. Just keep in mind that you don't want to have, you know, foods high in sugar and starch. You know, choosing a complex carbohydrate like a vegetable or beans or whole grains or oats that will still help you avoid, you know, the crash that you get from having too many carbohydrates that have sugar. But it still provides the serotonin that you need. So having, as far as getting some proteins, some foods that are high in proteins, legumes, dairy products, poultry, meats, and that also is rich in protein. Those type of foods are meats and poultry, legumes, and dairy are high in protein. And protein-rich foods release dopamine and
norepinephrine.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm guessing.
No, right. Yeah, you're right. And that boosts energy and your concentration. And as far as concentration, omega-3, the fatty acids, you can find that in kale. You can find it in certain, fatty fishes. And it is found to have some anti-inflammatory effects. And so overall, it's really good for your brain health. So, you know, some people can supplement. Now, I don't get enough.
Maybe those foods are good at regulating that.
Yes.
So, because I can't imagine norepinephrine is related to the, has numerous purposes, but it's related to the fight or flight response. So I can't imagine that having a lot of it would be beneficial. But if it plays a part, you know, they're all connected, the norepinephrine, serotonin, and dopamine. Okay. So maybe it just helps in the regulation of one of them.
Well, it says it just boosts the energy and your concentration.
Okay.
So yes, there is that other component, but...
I guess what I'm getting at is that there's not sort of one role that they play, and there's different systems that they work within. So it must benefit that in one of them.
It does. And so, you know, I mean, that's just a habit to eat, to really think about what you're eating. Basically, it's trying to cut out sugars, basically, and then eat, you know, make sure that
there's all kinds of reasons to.
Yeah. There's other natural, you know, carbohydrates that are natural foods like fruits that will also, you just won't crash like you will, like with eating certain carbs that have too much sugar. You won't crash if you have as easily if you just certainly have fruits and vegetables as your carbs. So, and we need carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are like, I'm just completely going off carbs altogether. Well, yeah, that's fine.
But you're saying not just a carb heavy diet and not is it short chain carbs or what is it?
It's all about balance. You need carbs to function. You need it basically turns into energy. We all need carbs to function.
But someone wouldn't want to eat frosted donuts all day.
Well, I think someone would want to do that, but we're just trying to I would. But let's not do that. Let's create a habit of that, something that you do.
That's too many carbs?
Replace two of those donuts with, you know, a banana. You know, some other type of carbohydrate.
I would say replace some of them with some ground beef or fish.
You could do that, but it's all balance. You know, we're balancing out our proteins.
Actually something fat heavy, because those are going to be carbohydrate and sugar heavy, but they're not going to be fats heavy.
The moral of the story is to...
So fish. No, salmon. There, you got your protein, yes, protein and fats.
Perfect. That would be in perfect. One.
So and something I like to remind people is that your fats as a macro, your body doesn't, you know, turn them into fats in the body. It's the name for a macro that I think should be a lot more. It'd be convenient if it was named something else, because a lot of people see fats and assume that fats that their body will use it as fat, add it to their fat. That's not how the body utilizes fat. The body's not able to do that. Your body has to make its own fat.
Right. That is so, you know, and that a lot of people don't know that.
And the fats are probably the most, your body needs all the macros. So it needs fats, it needs proteins, it needs carbohydrates. And the American diet is very low in fats. So if you're in America, you're almost certainly not getting enough fats.
People don't seem to get enough fat, and you need fats. Just like you said, your body doesn't produce it, so we need to introduce it. We need it. And you're right. Every single you go to the grocery store, fat-free, 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 low-fat, eat a low-fat diet, and you won't gain weight. And that's completely not true. There was this guru, I can't recall her name, but she was on television just with an infomercial, and she was very famous, and she just said, stop, eat anything you want, don't eat fat, and you will just simply lose weight. And she really, and there was no science behind it, but millions of people were following her, buying her books, and it was completely wrong.
Mm.
You know, she was just really gregarious and had this charismatic personality, and people loved her, and they just believed her.
I'm sure that there's, when you think about it, if you completely cut out any one of the three macros, if you completely cut out carbohydrates, you completely cut out proteins or completely cut out fats, then your body is going to have a deficiency that probably would make you more prone to lose weight, but I would imagine in an unhealthy way.
Right. And it's all about being healthy. It's about being healthy. It's not about looking on social media and trying to look like I call the women that are really skinny, 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 I call them praying mantises, because that's what they look like. They look like these skinny skeletons.
Something to keep in mind is if you have a deficiency of fats, that your body is going to replenish its fat stores. If you have a caloric intake that's a surplus, your body is going to refill its fat stores from protein.
Okay.
Which is sort of the opposite of conventional wisdom.
Right. Yeah.
So try to, if you're an American and you have a typical American diet, then you probably don't need to worry about fats at all. And you want a balanced diet and a very general, I don't want to give out specific numbers here, but very generally you can sort of balance them all. Between carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, probably a little bit less fats than the other ones, but odds are you have very little fats in your diet. Yeah,
we just don't. We are just anti-fat. I mean, every time you see a billboard or anything, it's all non-fat, 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 and just.
Oh, and I would also say, fats are important for various hormones in the body, including your mood. They're probably the most important between proteins, carbohydrates, and fats for mood regulation.
Oh, fascinating. Okay, now.
So a little bit on topic, kind of.
No, that is perfectly fine. I love it. So moving on to our habits. These are like daily habits. We're still working on the daily habits. Give a compliment.
I like that. Yeah.
Research has shown that, you know, you can perform an act of kindness. Yeah, it's good for you, for your overall well-being, but think about the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, telling someone that something that you like about them. You know, and be sincere. Give a sincere compliment.
Is this without expectation?
Always. Okay. Always give a compliment. You know, we're not fishing.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of the time, if you act in a very positive way, let's say a little more than you typically do, and you give someone a compliment and maybe you've learned some things, such as, you know, if you act a certain way, things are going to come around. So if you act positively, things are going to come around to you. But that's not to any one specific person, and it can take some time. And so it's sort of like positive things will come back around to you, but there's no guaranteed place that it's going to come from. So you can give someone a compliment and, you know, how are they going to perceive it? Oh, so-and-so is in a better mood today, and they might be more likely to do something for you in the future, or they could even look at it negatively. They could look at it with jealousy, like a perspective I think would be, oh, how you know, he's in a good mood right now. I'm not in a good mood. I'm jealous of that. But a person from that perspective is probably going to look at things from that kind of perspective no matter what you do. Someone that you interact with is going to be more positive because you were positive to them.
I think the odds are...
And they're going to want to be around you more.
I think the odds are...
Than if you're acting negative.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the bottom line is to really give a sincere compliment.
It's an odds thing.
You know, give a sincere compliment.
Yeah.
You know, and make it quick just to brighten someone else's day.
And since it's sincere, that's your perspective. So now you have a more positive perspective.
Right. You know, and, you know, sort of back to what you were saying, in today's world, unfortunately, you want to make sure that the compliment, if you're going to compliment their physical appearance, make sure that you do it in a respectful way, especially if it's in the workplace, because you don't want to get in trouble. I'm sorry I had to add that, but unfortunately, that is just simply the reality that we have to be careful, you know, when we're giving compliments to people. So anyway, that is the end of...
Oh, wow. We already out of time?
Yes, that is it. And is there anything else that you want to add? I love everything that you said about like food.
Oh, no. It felt like it was too short today.
I know. Time just flies when you're having fun. Anyway, well, thank you everyone for listening to our show. We hope that you have an extremely happy day and that you work on some happy habits that will help you and help others around you. And if you need to contact either Nick or myself, you can just simply send us an email at drleslie@leslieberkland.com. Goodbye, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You're listening to the
number one radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I am Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert, and he is also a goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
We are talking about habits. We've been doing a series on habits, and this is a continuation of our series on habits. And today it's about happy habits. Habits that make you happy. Habits should make you happy. So, I mean, regardless of whatever your version of true happiness is, you know, living a more happy and more satisfying life, you can achieve that. It's something that you can achieve. And sometimes it just takes a few tweaks here and there of your regular routines and just to make your habits a little more happier. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds good.
Yeah, well, I do too, because, you know, we know that sometimes it's hard to break bad habits, and but we can. And good habits, you know, we can create good habits that will be deeply ingrained, you know, into our just body, our mind, our souls. And you know, and we need to work on making positive habits just simply part of our routine. You know, just having certain daily habits, like there's daily habits, there's weekly habits, there's monthly habits, like certain things that we do per day. But as far as daily habits, I know I mentioned before in another episode about smiling and how smiling is contagious. And I have been smiling an awful lot. I'm not walking around like a smiling idiot, but I just try to think about smiling. And I was reading in an article that when you wake up in the morning, smile. When you're brushing your teeth and looking at yourself, smile. Smile. See what you look like when you're smiling and smiling. And actually, smiling causes the brain to release dopamine. So by us smiling, it actually makes us happier. Is that not interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick. It is. I can sort of see you. You're at the other end of the studio and you're smiling. So I know.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is interesting in that your posture, your not the emotional state that you're in, but the emotional state that your expression might otherwise indicate can cause your brain to adopt some of that emotional state.
Right, to release some dopamine. So that in general, by just having you smile.
I think a takeaway I have from knowing that is if you always have a scowl on your face, then maybe work on having more neutral expression. And I would say, yes, smile a little more or find excuses to smile or laugh.
Or just think about smiling, like smiling when you're driving your car, smiling. Mm-hmm. You know, if it releases dopamine that makes us happier, what does it cost to smile? It doesn't cost a darn thing. Smiles are free. You know, so now we're going to continue on with exercising, because exercising also does something. You know, when we think of exercising, we think of just toning our bodies and getting in better shape, and that, you know, it's healthier for our heart and all sorts of other reasons. But it also can reduce stress and feelings of anxiety and symptoms of depression. So all the while, you know, boosting our self-esteem and making us more happy. So, you know, we oftentimes just think of, we sort of put exercising just in a box, like, oh, it's just simply to get in shape. We don't think about that it's going to reduce stress, you know, or feelings of anxiety. So that is an excellent habit to get started. And you can start small. You can start small, just walking. It's not like tomorrow you have to go start training for a triathlon or scale a cliff, unless that's what you want to do. But, you know, you can just sign up for a yoga class, a Tai Chi class, bowling, you know, join a bowling, you know, a group of people that bowl. I did that for a while. I'm such a horrible bowler, but I can tell you it was a whole lot of fun. And it did make me smile. You can maybe take some dance classes. You know, my parents did that. They decided that they wanted to learn how to dance, and they just absolutely had a ball learning how to do ballroom dancing. So, you know, just my brother is a golfer, and that brings him just an enormous sense of, you know, happiness. All the while, it's actually making him it's just better for his brain. So, and then we've also, you know, in previous episodes, we talked about getting plenty of sleep. But there's something that I really wanted to point out, that getting good sleep it's great for health. It's really good for your health, because you think, well, you're sleeping, you're not doing anything. You're definitely sedentary. You're not even moving. But it's really good for your brain function and for your emotional well-being to get a really good night's sleep. And getting enough sleep, it also reduces certain illnesses, you know, it's good for your heart, depression, you know, even type 2 diabetes. It's really important that we get plenty of sleep. And in this crazy world where people are just so, you know, everything's based on time, and they try to think, well, how many few hours can I sleep? Think about how many great hours can I sleep? Because if it's going to help with some chronic, you know, illnesses, if it's going to help, you know, decrease you know, depression or even heart disease, I mean, that's huge. Why not get plenty of sleep? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you and I both we're pretty good about getting our sleep. I mean, it's really important to us. Something else about
I would add on that I think sleep is one of the most important things that a person can do to perform at their, you know, perform their best.
Yes. Yes. People think, oh, I don't need very much sleep, and they go throughout their day and they do a zillion things and they don't realize that they're really not able to give 100% because their body just isn't well rested. So, and then it actually can add to stress. So something else to consider is to invest in some good bedding. Wash your bedding at least once a week. Pick a day, make it a habit to pick a day once a week where you're going to wash all your bedding. Because you just don't realize, you know, the skin of your body, the skin that you know, fluffs off your body and can create some bacteria. It can create some bed bugs. We know who wants bed bugs. And it can create just an environment that is actually not healthy. So you really want to invest into some good bedding and then make sure that once a week that you get in the habit of washing your bedding. Now, there is something, I don't know what you do. Some people like to take their shower or their bath before they go to bed so that they're going into their bedding clean as opposed to working all day long, going to bed all sweaty with bacteria on their body, and then taking their shower in the morning before they start their day. So I recommend to take, you know, a quick shower, you know, before you go to bed so that you're actually going to bed clean. It doesn't mean that you can't take your morning shower, but, you know, just if you just take a quick, you know, 5-minute shower so that you're going to bed in clean pajamas or you're a clean bare self, however you decide to sleep. By the way, 51% of the people in America sleep naked and 49% sleep in pajamas. So I just read that study. It has absolutely nothing to do with habits, but whatever you want to do, but make sure that your pajamas are also clean as part of your weekly routine of cleaning your bedding. Now, we talk about eating and having a healthy diet, but that is something that you really want to put into your habits to get enough carbohydrates. We hear often carbohydrates, carbs, carbs, carbs. I want to lower my carbs. Carbs is making me gain weight, but we need carbs because it also releases serotonin, and that is a feel-good hormone. Just keep in mind that you don't want to have, you know, foods high in sugar and starch. You know, choosing a complex a carbohydrate like a vegetable or beans or whole grains or oats that will still help you avoid, you know, the crash that you get from having too many carbohydrates that have sugar. But it still provides the serotonin that you need. So having, as far as getting some proteins, some foods that are high in proteins, legumes, dairy products, poultry, meats, and that also is rich in protein. Those type of foods are meats and poultry, legumes, and dairy are high in protein. And protein-rich foods release dopamine and norepinephrine. Am I saying that right? How do you say that?
Norepinephrine.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm guessing.
No, right. Yeah, you're right. And that boosts energy and your concentration. And as far as concentration, omega-3, the fatty acids, you can find that in kale. You can find it in certain you know, fatty fishes. And it is found to have some anti-inflammatory effects. And so overall, it's really good for your brain health. So, you know, some people can supplement. Now, I don't get enough.
Maybe those foods are good at regulating that.
Yes.
So, because I can't imagine norepinephrine is related to the, well, I mean, has numerous purposes, but it's related to the fight or flight response. So I can't imagine that having a lot of it would be beneficial. But if it's plays a part, you know, they're all connected, the norepinephrine, serotonin, dopamine. Okay. So maybe it just helps in the regulation of one of them.
Well, it says it just boosts the energy and your concentration.
Okay.
So yes, there is that other component. But
I guess what I'm getting at is that there's not sort of one role that they play, and there's different systems that they work within. So it must benefit that in one of them.
It does, and so you know, I mean, that's just a habit to eat, to really think about what you're eating. Basically, it's trying to cut out sugars, basically, and then eat. You know, make sure that.
There's all kinds of reasons to.
Yeah. There's other natural, you know, carbohydrates that are natural foods like fruits that will also, you just won't crash like you will, like with eating certain carbs that have too much sugar. Too much sugar, you won't crash if you have as easily, if you just certainly have like, you know, fruits and vegetables as your carbs. So, and we need carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are like, I'm just completely going off carbs altogether. Well, yeah, that's fine.
But you're saying not just a carb heavy diet, and not is it short chain carbs or what is it?
It's all about balance. You need carbs to function. You need it basically turns into energy. We all need carbs to function.
But someone wouldn't want to eat frosted donuts all day.
Well, I think someone would want to do that, but we're just trying to, I would, but let's not do that. Let's create a habit of that, something that you do.
That's replace, too many carbs or
yeah, replace what is two exactly? of those donuts with, you know, a banana, you know, some other type of carbohydrate.
I would say replace some of them with some ground beef or fish.
Well, you could do that, but it's all balance. You know, we're balancing out our proteins.
Or actually something fat heavy, because those are going to be carbohydrate and sugar heavy, but they're not going to be fats heavy.
The moral of the story is to...
So fish. No, salmon. There, you got your protein, yes, protein and fats.
Perfect. That would be in perfect. One.
So, and something I like to remind people is that your fats as a macro... Your body doesn't, you know, turn them into fats in the body. It's the name for a macro that I think should be a lot more. It'd be convenient if it was named something else, because a lot of people see fats and assume that fats that their body will use it as fat, add it to their fat. That's not how the body utilizes fat. The body's not able to do that. Your body has to make its own fat.
Right. That is so, you know, and that a lot of people don't know that.
And the fats are probably the most, your body needs all the macros. So it needs fats, it needs proteins, it needs carbohydrates. And the American diet is very low in fats. So if you're in America, you're almost certainly not getting enough fats.
People don't seem to get enough fat, and you need fats. Just like you said, your body doesn't produce it, so we need to introduce it. We need it. And you're right. Every single, you go to the grocery store, fat-free, 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 low-fat, eat a low-fat diet, and you won't gain weight. And that's completely not true. There was this guru, I can't recall her name, but she was on television just with an infomercial, and she was very famous, and she just said, stop, eat anything you want, don't eat fat, and you will just simply lose weight. And she really, and there was no science behind it, but millions of people were following her, buying her books, and it was completely wrong.
Mm.
You know, she was just really gregarious and had this charismatic personality, and people loved her, and they just believed her.
I'm sure that there's... when you think about it, if you completely cut out any one of the three macros, if you completely cut out carbohydrates, if you completely cut out proteins or completely cut out fats, then your body is going to have a deficiency that probably would make you more prone to lose weight, but I would imagine in an unhealthy way.
Right. And it's all about being healthy. It's about being healthy. It's not about looking on social media and trying to look like I call the women that are really skinny, I call them praying mantises, because that's what they look like. They look like these skinny skeletons.
Something to keep in mind is if you have a deficiency of fats, that your body is going to replenish its fat stores. If you have a caloric intake that's a surplus, your body is going to refill its fat stores from protein.
Okay.
Which is sort of the opposite of conventional wisdom.
Right. Yeah.
So try to, if you're an American and you have a typical American diet, then you probably don't need to worry about fats at all, and you want a balanced diet and a very general, I don't want to give us specific numbers here, but very generally you can sort of balance them all between carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, probably a little bit less fats than the other ones, but odds are you have very little fats in your diet. Yeah,
we just don't. We are just anti-fat. I mean, every time you see a billboard or anything, it's all non-fat, and just.
Oh, and I would also say, fats are important for various hormones in the body, including your mood. They're probably the most important between proteins, carbohydrates, and fats for mood regulation.
Oh, fascinating. Okay, so now.
So a little bit on topic, kind of.
No, that is perfectly fine. I love it. So moving on to our habits. These are like daily habits. We're still working on the daily habits. Give a compliment.
I like that. Yeah.
Research has shown that, you know, you can perform an act of kindness. It's good for you, for your overall well-being. But think about the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, telling someone that something that you like about them. You know, and be sincere. Give a sincere compliment.
Is this without expectation?
Always. Okay. Always give a compliment. You know, we're not fishing.
Yeah. You know. A lot of the time, if you act in a very positive way, let's say a little more than you typically do, and you give someone a compliment, and maybe you've learned some things, such as, you know, if you act a certain way, things are going to come around. So if you act positively, things are going to come around to you. But that's not to any one specific person, and it can take some time. And so it's sort of like positive things will come back around to you, but there's no guaranteed place that it's going to come from. So you can give someone a compliment, and you know, how are they going to perceive it? Oh, so-and-so is in a better mood today. And they might be more likely to do something for you in the future, or they could even look at it negatively. They could look at it with jealousy. Like a perspective, I think, would be, he's in a good mood right now. I'm not in a good mood. I'm jealous of that. But a person from that perspective is probably going to look at things from that kind of perspective, no matter what you do. Someone that you interact with is going to be more positive because you were positive to them.
I think the odds are...
And they're going to want to be around you more.
I think the odds are...
Than if you're acting negative.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the bottom line is to really give a sincere compliment.
It's an odds thing.
You know, give a sincere compliment.
Yeah.
You know, and make it quick just to brighten someone else's day.
And since it's sincere, that's your perspective. So now you have a more positive perspective.
Right, you know, and you know, sort of back to what you were saying, in today's world, unfortunately, you want to make sure that the compliment, if you're going to compliment their physical appearance, make sure that you do it in a respectful way, especially if it's in the workplace, because you don't want to get in trouble. I'm sorry I had to add that, but unfortunately, that is just simply the reality that we have to be careful, you know, when we're giving compliments to people. So anyway, that is the end of...
Oh, wow. We already out of time?
Yes, that is it. And is there anything else that you want to add? I love everything that you said about like food.
Oh, no. It felt like it was too short today.
I know. Time just flies when you're having fun. Anyway, well, thank you everyone for listening to our show. We hope that you have an extremely happy day and that you work on some happy habits that will help you and help others around you. And if you need to contact either Nick or myself, you can just simply send us an email at drleslie@leslieberkland.com. Goodbye, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day.